The most important piece of equipment was the least technical, but the noisiest. A device to generate power in remote areas during emergencies.
We also have purchased lighting equipment. Each one of these two light stands will light 1 acre.
State officials like Mike Sampson from the Division of Animal Health rely on tight border control to keep out diseased animals. But if the country's food supply is jeopardized either by human error or terrorism, first responder teams are ready in each state.
Could something get in? Quite possibly. Will something get in? Who knows?
If it does, state officials will be on the front lines, and they're using federal Homeland Security money to fight whatever may come. Sampson says foot and mouth disease is the worst case scenario. There hasn't been an outbreak since the 1920s, and if the virus were found in cattle now, Sampson says it probably wouldn't be an accident.
Our borders are so tight as far as getting foreign animal disease in, the first reported case of foot and mouth disease will be deemed as a terrorist event unless termed otherwise.
If animals get sick and die, they have to be buried somewhere safe where the disease won't get into groundwater and the ground can't be too hard. That's where multi-layered map technology comes in. Sampson points to a computer screen to show how it's used.
And these darker areas on this map are where bedrock is 20 inches below the surface. Obviously, you're not going to be burying animals there.
Sampson says U.S. officials have learned from Britain's outbreaks involving mad cow and foot and mouth. Slaughtered sick animals were buried in trenches with poor soil, allowing the disease to seep. The U.S. has only one documented case of mad cow. It was found in Washington State and traced to Canada. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.